Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nina Nam Hang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. India and South Korea signed four MOUs to boost bilateral ties. Naglen wins national award under Ayushman Bharat PMG. MP Pangnon Konyak says opposition delayed women's reservation bill. And Health Department sets up dedicated control room for monitoring vector-borne diseases. Now the news in detail. India and South Korea today signed four MOUs for cooperation in the fields of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for the establishment of the Industrial Cooperation Committee. Both sides also exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. These were exchanged after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and South Korea President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said that in his era of global tension, India and Korea together convey a message of peace and stability.
हमें बहुत खुशी है कि आज कोरिया इंटरनेशनल सोलर अलायंस और इंडो पैसिफिक ओशंस इनिशिएटिव से जुड़ रहा है। हम अपने साझा प्रयासों से एक पीसफुल, प्रोग्रेसिव और इंक्लूसिव इंडो पैसिफिक के लिए योगदान देते रहेंगे।
Mr. Modi said both nations are laying the foundation for the success stories of the next decade.
आज हम अगले दशक की सक्सेस स्टोरीज की नींव रख रहे हैं। AI, सेमीकंडक्टर और इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी में साझेदारी और प्रगाढ़ करने के लिए हम इंडिया कोरिया डिजिटल ब्रिज लॉन्च कर रहे हैं। कल्चर और क्रिएटिव इंडस्ट्री में आपसी सहयोग से हम फिल्म एनिमेशन और गेमिंग में भी नए आयाम स्थापित करेंगे।
In his statement, President Lee said that in an era of uncertainty, India and Korea can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation. The Naglen Health Protection Society, NHPS, has been awarded Best Performing Small State in the Pre-Authorization Approval Turnaround Time Portability category for financial year 2025-26 under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The award was presented by the National Health Authority at the Chintan Shivir, which concluded recently in Pune.
Performing state or UT for pre-authorization approval turnaround time in financial year 25-26, portability. Amongst the smaller states, the award goes to Nagaland with a turnaround time of 49 minutes.
The category assesses the timelines of pre-authorization approvals for patients seeking treatment outside their home state. In a statement, the Naglen Health Protection Society said the recognition reflects the state's commitment to ensuring prompt approval of treatment requests, enabling beneficiaries to access treatment in a seamless and timely manner. NHPS acknowledged the continued support of all stakeholders and beneficiaries and reaffirmed its commitment to further improving efficiency and quality in service delivery. Member of Parliament S. Pangnon Konyak today said the opposition's failure to support women's reservation has delayed a historic step towards greater gender representation in Parliament. Addressing a press conference at state BJP headquarters in Kohima, Ms. Konyak said the issue should rise above political differences.
Reservation was something which everyone should have come together, because when we passed it, everyone came together. So it is high time that everyone should have come together and rose above political lines. But sadly, they did not step up to it, and this bill was defeated in Lok Sabha. It is very sad for women that we have lost one more chance for representation in the parliament.
Referring to the three key bills introduced in the Lok Sabha on April 16, the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, the Delimitation Bill and the Union Territory Laws Amendment Bill, Ms. Konyak said these are crucial to implementing women's reservation in a structured and constitutional manner without affecting the existing share of states. She also dismissed concerns over any alteration to the Delimitation Commission's powers, asserting that the existing legal framework remains intact and that all recommendations would continue to require parliamentary approval and presidential assent. Highlighting the importance of women's political participation, Ms. Konyak said, empowering women in decision-making roles is essential for equitable development and aligns with the government's vision of women-led growth. Despite the challenges, Ms. Konyak asserted that the government remains committed to women's upliftment and to ensuring that women's voices are heard in the political sphere. National BJP Vice President M. Chuba Ao accused the India Alliance of deliberately withholding the support needed to secure ensure the two-thirds majority required for a constitutional amendment, alleging that this reflects opposition to women's political empowerment. Mr. Chuba said the NDA will continue to push for the legislation and take the issue to the people until women receive their due share in decision-making bodies. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Directorate of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland has set up a dedicated control room for reporting and monitoring vector-borne diseases in the state. The decision was taken by Joint Director and State Program Officer, National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program, Dr. Imna Pokim, during a review meeting held on March 31. The control room will operate under the State Entomological Wing and be responsible for the collection, compilation, quick intervention, and analysis of data related to diseases such as malaria, dengue, chikungunya, Japanese encephalitis, kala-azar, and lymphatic filariasis. The initiative aims to improve early detection, response time, and overall disease surveillance and management. The control room will operate 24/7 and can be contacted at 7630-932-527. Public have been urged to actively use this service for reporting suspected or confirmed cases to help strengthen prevention and control efforts. The Finance Department DBT Cell Nagaland has directed all state departments implementing DBT's PASH schemes to strictly follow the prescribed payment mechanism with immediate effect. In a notification, the department said all benefit transfers to eligible beneficiaries under both central and state schemes must now be made only through the Aadhaar payment bridge system. Stating that no alternate modes of payment will be permitted, the department instructed all implementing agencies to take necessary steps to align their processes, systems and databases to ensure full compliance. The Combined Technical Association of Nagaland, CTAN, today said the Forest Department will advertise 83 Forest Guard posts within 6 months. This was announced by CTAN convener Mission Lokat during a press conference.
CCFR assured Guado within the next 6 months, with effect from 15 April 2026, 83 posts of Forest Guard will be advertised within the next 6 months. But then, after what month discussion, starting from month, request when Forest Guard senior promotion dinner, Khali post can do, especially apply only the one is now, you have 43 to join as a total of 83 posts to vacant rule as well.
Mr. Kat said the association has been raising concerns over alleged irregularities in recruitment process of forest guards and has submitted multiple representations to the department since January this year. He said meetings were held with senior forest officials, including PCCF and Chief Conservator of Forests, during which issues such as alleged backdoor appointments, recruitment discrepancies and promotion-related vacancies were discussed. Mr. Kat noted that department has assured stricter measures in future recruitment processes and reported that 7 employees have been suspended in connection with examination-related discrepancies. The CTAN reiterated its demand for fair recruitment and measures to address pending vacancies and promotions. District consultation workshops on the Viksit Nagaland 2047 vision were held today in Mon and Peren districts, bringing together officials, experts and stakeholders to prepare development strategies. In Mon, experts from the Nagaland Institute of Transformation moderated discussions on the 5 thematic pillars covering economic growth, social development, environmental sustainability, infrastructure and governance. Meanwhile, in Peren, a similar stakeholders consultation program was held where participants discussed strategies prioritizing inclusive growth, especially for remote and marginalized communities. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms and gusty winds across northeast India over the next few days. In Nagaland, light to moderate rainfall is likely with lightning till the 23rd of April. The department said there will be a gradual rise of temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius from April 23 onwards. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. India and South Korea signed 4 MOUs to boost bilateral ties. Nagaland wins national award under Ayushman Bharat PMJ. MP Pangnon Konyak says opposition delayed women's reservation bill. And Health Department sets up dedicated control room for monitoring vector-borne diseases. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.